ஹே அம்ப பகவத்கீதே, விழுவேற்றுமை. ஹே அம்ப பகவத்கீதே, ஓ மதர் பகவத்கீதா, துவாம் அனுசந்ததாமி, துவாம் யூ உன்னை அனுசந்ததாமி. சி ததாமி மீன்ஸ் ஐ பிளேஸ் யூ இன் மை மைண்ட். ததாமி மீன்ஸ் ஐ பிளேஸ், பட் ஐ பிளேஸ் டாக்கிங் டு பகவத்கீதா, ஐ பிளேஸ் யூ இன் மை மைண்ட். How can you place Bhagavad Gita in your mind? You can place Bhagavad Gita book on the table. How can you place Bhagavad Gita in your mind? Therefore, Sandadhami. Dadhami, Sandadhami, Nangu Vaikiren. Then, Anusandadhami. So, constantly, keep you well. Little meaning. That means what? I constantly meditate upon you. That means, I constantly meditate upon you means what? I think of all, I meditate upon the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. O Mother Bhagavad Gita, I contemplate upon thy subject matter. I meditate upon thy subject matter. Yeah. Unnai vishayathai purundhu adai iradhu adai ennugiren. That is the meaning. Thvam anusandhadami. Hey Amba Bhagavad Gita, Thvam anusandhadami. I contemplate upon thy subject matter. I meditate upon you. I dwell upon you constantly. Hey Amba Bhagavad Gita, O Mother Bhagavad Gita, Tvam Anusandadhami. Tvam, Unnai, Anusandadhami, Anusandadhami. Then, which sort of you do I meditate upon? Okay, then there's a description of who is the Bhagavad Gita, who is meditated upon. The whole verse consists of adjectives describing Bhagavad Gita. Which sort of Bhagavad Gita do I meditate upon? Hey Amba, you can say that. Hey Amba. Bhagavad Gita.
Tvam.
Anusandhadami. Anusandhadami, I meditate upon. Anusandhadami, even non is not there. Anusandhadami means dhyanikiren. Idayaradu unnai ninaivugiren. Okay, I meditate upon you. Thvam unnai. Okay, meditate upon you. So, which sort of you do I meditate upon? The whole verse gives you lot of adjectives describing thvam. Because unnai, okay, second objective case, all the words are also in objective case. Look at this.
பார்த்தாய பிரதிபோதிதாம்.
So, பார்த்தாய பிரதிபோதிதா. So, bodhita, it was taught. Bhagavad Gita subject matter, the very word bodhita implies it should not be read. It should not be studied on your own. It should be taught. Understand? Taught, the word taught used implies what? It has to be studied with the help of a teacher. Understand? Bodhita means the past passive participle, which means taught, was taught, has been taught, or was taught. Okay, taught. Kat sollitharapatta. But to whom? Parthaya. To Partha, to Arjuna. See, Partha means any son of, so all the five sons of Pandu are Parthas. We can say Partha means actually we can say all three at least. We can say Partha, Prithayaha, Apatyam Puman Parthaha. Pritha means one of the names of, the Pritha is also name of Kunti. Kunti has two names, okay? One is Pritha. Because Kunti has three, okay, Kunti's son, any son of Kunti is Pritha, Partha. Pritha would be Mahan Parthan. That's why it's called Partha. So Partha is also the other two. Okay, but here we mean mainly Arjuna. Therefore, Parthaya means the Bhagavad Gita, which was taught, Bodhita, which was taught to Arjuna, son of Pritha. Parthaya Pratibodhitam. Tvam Anusandhadami.
Anusandhadami.
Parthaya Pratibodhitam. Then again, Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam.
Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam.
ఓకే భగవ్ ఐ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ యూ, మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ భగవద్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ హెస్ బీన్ టాట్ టు అర్జున బై హోమ్, బై హోమ్ నారాయణేన స్వయం. హుచ్ నారాయణ, భగవతా నారాయణేన, బై భగవాన్ నారాయణ హింసెల్ఫ్, విత్ లార్డ్ హింసెల్ఫ్. భగవతా నారాయణేన స్వయం,
భగవతా నారాయణేన స్వయం.
సో స్వయం నాట్ త్రూ ధర్మదర్ మీన్స్ డైరెక్ట్లీ బై లార్డ్ నారాయణ హింసెల్ఫ్. బై లార్డ్ నారాయణ మీన్స్ వాట్? బై లార్డ్ హింసెల్ఫ్, దట్స్ ద మీనింగ్. ఓకే, బై లార్డ్ హింసెల్ఫ్, బికాస్ యూ హెల్ప్లెస్లీ ఐ యూజ్ వర్డ్ హింసెల్ఫ్. When I say Lord, I mean the Lord. Okay, you can say himself, herself also, but here the word Narayana happens to be the masculine gender word. We use, okay, we use himself. So don't think Lord was in masculine form, because Krishna, okay, the person Krishna is a male form. So we say Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam,
Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam.
These things will be very clear when we read the fourth chapter. When you understand the concept of avatara, you will understand all these things very clearly. Who is Krishna? How Krishna is an avatara? And who is an avatara has to be very, very clear. Because we mistake everybody for avataram. Who is an avataram? Okay, why do we call avataram? Understand? And how is Krishna is said to be avataram of Lord Narayana? And who is Lord and who is Narayana, all things will become very, very clear. Okay? But we say, this again implies any Vedic wisdom is not an outcome of or product of human intellect. Okay? It got revealed to the Rishis. So here also, when we say Arjuna was the student there, and Arjuna was taught by Lord himself. So this Bhagavad, hey Amba, భగవద్ గీతే త్వం అనుసంధదామి, విచ్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ యూ డూ ఐ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్, ఐ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ది హూ వాజ్ టాట్ టు అర్జున బై లార్ నారాయణ హింసెల్ఫ్. ఓకే, భగవతా నారాయణేన స్వయం పార్థాయ ప్రతిబోధితాం త్వం అనుసంధదామి. దెన్ భగవతా నారాయణేన స్వయం,
భగవతా నారాయణేన స్వయం,
వ్యాసేన గ్రథితాం,
వ్యాసేన గ్రథితాం,
పురాణమునినా మధ్యే మహాభారతం,
మధ్యే మహాభారతం.
So this was taught by Narayana to Arjuna, but where is it written? It was written in Mahabharatam. Understand? It was, where was it written? No, in Mahabharatam. By whom? Vyasa. Which Vyasa? Ancient sage. Purana Munina Vyasena. Purana Munina Vyasena. Madhye Mahabharatam. Understand? Mahabharatasya Madhye Grathita. So, oh Mother Bhagavad Gita, I meditate upon thee, taught by Lord himself to Arjuna. Okay, understand, again in the middle of Mahabharatam, written by ancient sage Vyasa himself. Understand now, Purana Munina Vyasena Mahabharata Madhye Grathitam. Understand, so written by whom, where, taught by whom, to whom, all these things are said in the first half of the verse. Parthaya pratibodhitam bhagavata narayanena swayam vyasena grathitam purana munina madhye mahabharatam. Then who is this? What was taught to Arjuna? What was written by Vyasa in the middle of Mahabharatam, Bhagavad Gita? What is subject matter of Bhagavad Gita? One small sentence, very beautiful. Advaitamrutavarshinim.
Advaitamrutavarshinim.
So, hey, oh Mother Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, I meditate upon you. Which sort of you? Advaita Amrutavarshinim. Varshaha. See, now you can say Varshati. Varshati, it rains. Varshati. Varshati, rains. Varshaha, rains. Okay, noun. And then Varshini, the one who rains, one who showers. Understand? Varshini Purihiraval. That's the meaning, Varshini. Okay, Amrita Varshini. Listen now. Dhana Varshini, Kanchana Varshini. We have so many Varshinis. Okay. Ananda Varshini, like that. Ananda Varshini, remind yourself, no? Ragam, doesn't it? Okay. So, Varshini, one who showers. So, here, Amrita Varshini, so one who showers the nectar. Okay. Amritam literally means nectar. What is nectar? It's that which free, that which keeps you alive forever is nectar. Understand? That which makes you, that which keeps you alive forever. So no medicine can keep you alive forever. Understand? Any medicine has limitation. One day or other we have to die. But here, the amritam is something, if once you taste it, you will live forever. You will not die at all. That is what is amritam. That's why nectar is called amritam. Understand now? So mrita means dead, amrita means not dead. Therefore, amrita means, in fact, literally it implies immortality. Saha nilai. Okay? Therefore, amrita, what is that which showers this? No? It's a knowledge of immortality. Understand now, what is the, how can understanding oneself being already immortal is knowledge of immortality. Understanding the self being not subject to mortality is knowledge of immortality at Samritam. And what is it? How one can have that? By having the vision of non-duality of the reality. By having the knowledge of the non-duality of the reality will help one understand the self being immortal. Therefore, the one who showers, or you can say oneness of reality, non-duality of reality or oneness of reality, you can say. So, Bhagavad Gita is the one which showers, vision of non-duality of reality, thereby one helps one understand the immortality of the self. So, Advaita Amrutathai Pulhiraval. Is it clear? That's literal meaning. Advaita Amrutathai Pulhiraval, has to be unfolded. What is Advaitam? What is Amritam? How it showers, etc., etc. That means whole book, as you read properly, systematically, if we go by verse, if you understand, and you understand, the vision of non-duality will become clearer and clearer and clearer. Not overnight. Okay, once you finish second chapter, you understand. You go to third chapter, again your clarity will enhance. Like that. That's why it's called, it's said to be showering. Okay, showering this vision of non-duality, which will free one from this, which will help us understand the immortality of the self. You know, Advaita Amrutathai Pulhiraval. Okay? Advaita Amrita Varshinim.
Advaita Amrita Varshinim.
Bhagavatim.
Bhagavatim.
Again we say, a Bhagavad Gita book is none other than Bhagavan himself. Understand, Bhagavad Gita, subject matter, the text and Bhagavan are not two different things. Bhagavan happens to be, the Lord happens to be, the concept of Lord happens to be the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita book, when you invoke her as Devi, you say Bhagavati. Why Bhagavad Gita book is called Bhagavati? That's why we don't even keep, always we would have seen in India, any books they'll keep with a cover. You know, all the Shastra books, they'll bring with a nice cover. Bhagavatam all, they won't even put it down because Krishna. Bhagavatam and Krishna are not two different things. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavan are not two different things. Why? Subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavan. You understand how all that is, there is only Ishvara. It's a fact. And this you will understand how? By studying Bhagavad Gita systematically. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is invoked as Bhagavati. So, Advaita Amrita Varshini, Bhagavati, okay? Bhagavatim.
Bhagavatim.
And how many chapters does this book consist of? So we say Ashtadasha Adhyayini. Ashta means 8, Dasha means 10, Ashtadasha means 18, Ashtadasha Adhyayini. Okay, the book of Bhagavad Gita consisting of 18 chapters. Padritta Adhyayangale Udaya Unnai. Oh, Amave, children. Then you say Ashtadashadhyayini.
Ashtadashadhyayini.
Over. All the adjectives are over now. You can say Vyas, Parthaya.
Parthaya.
Okay. Bhagavata Narayanena.
Bhagavata Narayanena.
Swayam. Pratibodhita.
Pratibodhita.
Number one adjective. Okay. Number two. Vyasena. Purana Munina Vyasena.
Purana Munina Vyasena.
Madhye Mahabharatam.
Madhye Mahabharatam.
Grathita.
Grathita.
Understand? Grathita.
Grathita.
Advaita Amrita Varshini.
Advaita Amrita Varshini.
Advaita Amrita Varshini. Ashtadasha Bhagavati.
Ashtadasha
Bhagavati.
Bhagavati.
Then we say Ashtadasha Adhyayini.
Ashtadasha Adhyayini.
That's all. Over. Okay. Ashtadashadhyayinim.
Ashtadashadhyayinim.
We have all these 5 words, okay? 5 adjectives for one Bhagavad Gita. Parthaya Pratibodhitam.
Parthaya Pratibodhitam.
Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam.
Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam.
Vyasena Grathitam.
Vyasena Grathitam.
Purana Munina.
Purana Munina.
Madhye Mahabharatam.
Madhye Mahabharatam.
Advaitamrutavarshinim.
Advaitamrutavarshinim.
Bhagavatim.
Bhagavatim.
Ashtadashadhyayinim.
Ashtadashadhyayinim.
Ambatvamanusandadhami.
Ambatvamanusandadhami.
Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
Bhavadveshini.
Bhavadveshini.
If you read at home the Bhagavad Gita home syllables, you will find a beautiful meanings for these 2 words, Narayanaha. And also, another word you will find is Bhagavan. The meaning of it, Bhagavan, you will already read it. Yes. No? You know, Bhaga means 6-fold virtues. And so, Bhaga, let's say Bhagyam means what? All the 6-fold virtues together means Bhagyam. If one says Bhagyavan, Bhagyavati, Bhagyam has come from the word root, the Bhaga. Understand now? So one who is endowed with the Bhaga, the 6-fold virtues, in equal measure, not little, little. We have little, little and we also become small lots. Understand? But Bhagavan, no, in equal measure, in entirety, all knowledge, all wealth, all fame, all strength, a total dispassion. Bhagavan cannot have any desire for anything. How can there be desire for fullness? Understand? Where there is fullness, I told you in the class, where there is fullness, in fullness there can't be inadequacy, there cannot be needs, there cannot be desires. Therefore, the total dispassion is what? Very swarupam. Understand? For vairagyam, total dispassion and overlordship. Imagine if you have all knowledge, all wealth, jnanam, shrihi, yashaha, viryam, vairagyam, and won't you be lord? Understand now? Definitely, aishwaryam is our overlordship. The status of being the Ishvara is called Aishwaryam. Ishvara Siddham Aishwaryam. Understand? Aishwaryam means lordship. Talayanah irukkindra oru thakuthi, thanmai. Okay? It's called Aishwaryam. The one who is ended with 6-fold virtues in equal measures, Bhagavan. Bhagavan feminine, Bhagavati. Same meaning. And you know, Narayana also is a very beautiful word. You would have read it in Bhagavad Gita, or if you haven't read, please start reading. Naraha. Naraha has come. Naraha literally means a human being. Nari, woman. Naraha, man. But na riyate iti naraha. Riyate gets na destructible. Na is destroyed. Na riyate, that which cannot be destroyed, that which is not destroyed, that which is indestructible is naraha. What is indestructible here? Reality. Understand now? Paramburu undadhan ayivatrathu. So na riyate iti naraha. That which is indestructible is naraha. Reality. So we say. Na riyate iti naraha. Therefore anything pertaining to naraha is naram. I want to remember this. Anything belonging to, pertaining to, connected to naraha is naram. Paramparalukku sambandhapattathu ellam naram. Understand now? Therefore whatever this whole jagat is what? If water is naraha, the whole entire ocean full of waves is naram. Understand? Anything pertinent to naraha is naram. So with reference to this whole jagat, reality is naraha. If awareness is naraha, then whole jagat is what? Naram. Understand? What about pain? Naram. Anything which does not exist outside of Ishvara is what? Naram. What about happiness? Naram. What about fullness? Fullness belongs. Fullness is what? Swarup Mad reality, isn't it? Fullness also is what? Naram. That is why Naradaha means Kodi Motor Artha Gadehada. Not the one who creates, okay? Naradaha is not the one who creates the misunderstanding between people. It's a wrong understanding. Naradaha. Naram Dadati Iti Naradaha. One who makes people happy. The bestower of happiness is Naradaha. Understand now? Naram na? So everything which pertaining to naraha is naram. So happiness also is what? Fullness is what? Surupam of nara. Understand? Therefore naram. And then what is that? Naram is something which is to be ultimately discovered by what? Mind. What about mind? Body is naram. Mind is naram, understand now? And then senses are naram, understand? Everything is naram. Everything, understand now? Everything is naram. Awareness is naraha, everything is naram. So mind also is what? Naram. What is that the mind has to be ultimately discovered by naram, the mind? The naram, the happiness. Understand now? Therefore, ayanam means that which has to be attained, reached, arrived at, is called ayanam. Adayappada vendiyadu. Okay, that's why ayanam also means destination and goal and end. What has to be reached? What is that which has to be attained by this mind? Naram? Yeah. Again, naram only. Ayanam is what? Happiness, fullness. So, narasya ayanam. That which has to be ultimately discovered by mind is called Narasya Ayanam Narayanam. Understand? Narayanaha. Therefore, Narayanaha also means what? The fullness, which is Naram, which has to be ultimately Ayanam. Understand? Be attained by the mind, the Naram. Therefore, Narayanaha. That is the meaning, actual meaning of Narayana. That's why we always, whenever we do Bhagavad Saptaham or anything, in Kerala, if you go Guruvayur temple and all that, you can see only Narayana, Narayana. They just chant only Narayana Shabda. Narayana, 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 Narayana. Just only one name. Understand why? Because fullness. Understand? That is why Narayana. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm not going into the details of other things. So it's time for us to start go to our text. So in the first verse, we just invoke Bhagavad Gita. The book itself is Devi. Understand? In this case, who bought Bhagavad Gita is all about.